Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. As always, conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. We love to talk to people that care and do here on The Upswing, so appreciate you being with us. First, a friendly reminder. The YouTube video stream is live for all shows all day long. It's really easy. Just go to WTMJ.com. Right on the top, there's a little button that says Watch Live. You click on that, and boom. You're going to see me, you're going to see our three wonderful guests today, and you get to see all the things we're talking about. So Wisconsin knows its shoes. Like, we are a shoe state. You got Allen Edmonds, you got Shoe Carnival, Rogan's, so many wonderful independent shoe stores in all of our communities. Thoroughgood work boots are made in Merrill from the Weinbrenner Shoe Company. You got places like Performing Running Outfitters, you know, they get you all set, and you can, what are my feet doing? Give me the right pair of shoes. You got Old School. Who remembers East Bay in Wausau? Like, this iconic catalog athletic shoe company that was bought by Foot Locker. Shut down in 2022. Just so much legacy in the shoe game in our fine state. And then there's Stans. Yes, Stans Fit for Your Feet. The Stans collection of shoe stores. I fully admit, I'm a big fan. We buy all of my mother-in-law's shoes here. My dad loves this place. There's so many good people and so much love around Stans. They love service. There's so many great options. But for me, it's the story of the business. Yeah, the brands matter. But hopefully we're going to get to hear a lot of the stories around Stans today on the show. And even as Amazon and Walmart and Target continue to grow their shoe businesses, locally, places like Stans are still winning. Founded in 1950, today it's under the stewardship of a third generation of family owners. Stans' collection of shoes is still growing as an independent shoe retailer based right here in Wisconsin. So they opened first, if you remember, I should put this out to the talking text line, but I'm just going to tell you, 27th in Oklahoma, 1923. That was 1950. But as Jim told me as we were talking before the show, there was another Stans store opened by his grandparent in 1923 on Brady Street. So a ton of legacy in the shoe game. After graduating from college, Jim Sajak, Stan and Emerson's son, stepped into the family business. And today, Stans is run by a third generation of family members. Over a decade ago, all four of Jim's kids join the family business, and they run the day-to-day operations now. So we are really excited to talk all things shoes. We're going to get into technology. We're going to talk about the importance of community and local retail and so much more. Jim Sajak, the second-generation owner of Stans, Andy Sajak, Megan Sajak-Holton, two of the four-generation owners third generation owners who will talk to us about their business, working with family, and a whole lot more. This is The Upswing. Thanks for being here. When we come back, the owners of Stans Fit for Your Feet, talking all things shoes, and a whole lot more. This is The Upswing, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Honoring those who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe, WTMJ is highlighting first responders who went above and beyond this past year through Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. You can nominate your first responder now at WTMJ.com or on the WTMJ mobile app. The nomination period is open right now through May 10th. Finalists will be recognized during the Hero Week, May 20th through May 24th. Help us tell their stories. Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. We are back welcoming Jim, Andy, and Megan Sajak from Stans. I got a little nervous today as I was selecting my shoes. Like, what am I going to wear? Like, I'm going to be under this, wow.
We were watching.
Yeah, I know. The first thing you looked at as we met. I went with the old school Asics. I hope it's okay, but it's a little daunting to be in presence of three shoe experts. So let's just start. You know, second generation businesses can be a little tricky, right? Third generation, maybe even a little tougher. What's the secret that has kept Stan successful through the years? And we'll start with you, Jim.
Well, the statistics of businesses continuing on is not really really positive. Yeah. But you know what? We've always been forward in our thinking, preserving the heritage of our business, and that continues on. And I think it's a testament of us all working together and having a vision for success and keeping the generations going.
Going back to your grandparents, did you know, like, shoes have always been in your life? Like, was it a passion thing or was it a talent thing? Like, just kind of walk me through your sure, life in shoes,
sure,
Jim.
Sure. Well, my grandfather came to this country and decided to open up a little shoe store on the east side of Milwaukee. And then after World War II, my dad decided to continue on in those footsteps and open a store in the south side of Milwaukee. And when I came into the business after college, we really had an opportunity to expand the business. And then when my four children came into the business, we really went to town and continued to open up more stores. So generations of having kind of the same vision of providing great footwear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Andy, talk to us about your role and kind of your place in the company.
Sure. Well, we've all done everything, first of all. Yes. I was a stock kid.
Okay.
Back, you know, we didn't need a work permit. It was our business.
So, right,
you know,
right. What age were you when you started the family business then?
Officially 96. I was like 14. Like, I think it was like 12, working at Senior Fest with Dad, handing out coupons or something. I paid myself in dum-dum suckers back then. But really worked all the way through. Right now, I'm director of operations. So that covers just kind of a lot of the business of being in business there. But lived in Chicago for a bit, went to law school at Marquette, did some other things, came back in the business, and keeping to move it forward.
Okay, very good. And Megan, talk to us about your role, please.
Yes, I am the director of marketing. So I've been in this role for about 13 years and went to Marquette University and really didn't know what I wanted to do next, but worked in the footwear and in our shoe stores since high school and on and off through college, and really always had a passion for it. Our family always talked about it at the dinner table. We are family first, and that was really important. We were either, I don't know, always doing shoes on the weekend, going to events, helping out the family business. And so after college, I thought, why not? Let's try it. Not knowing I would stay 13 years in, but really finding a passion for it. The footwear industry has been amazing, amazing to our family. And it's really awesome to see our siblings grow professionally and do something together as a unit and also love each other personally. Yeah. And have that combination. I think that's really important. Not many siblings can see each other every day growing professionally and helping that growth and assisting that. So that's been really amazing over the last over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of my non-Marquette friends are going to say, Jeff, you talk about Marquette so much on the upswing. But, you know, that's part of the love at Marquette. You do get that training when you're there for your 4 years to kind of find your mission and passion in life and follow it and work hard and make things happen. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the current trends driving the business? First, I have to ask because I have a 16-year-old who is, you know, big in the shoe game, and it's all New Balance all the time with the 16-year-olds. But then the 78-year-olds are still into the New Balance. So right. Is New Balance still hot, hot, hot?
New Balance has continued to be hot. I mean, I wore it as a kid, too, and it just kind of comes through these cycles. But there's kind of that.
Producer Charlie's showing the New Balance. It's right there. All right, let's go.
So absolutely. I mean, I think New Balance has that, you know, kind of classic dad shoe. My daughter's wearing New Balance too. Super cool across there. But really on the performance side of things, that's been really great. Athletic is so huge just across the board. I think, you know, we're talking earlier, but across the pandemic, really everybody wanted to be comfortable, and it's become fashionably great and okay to wear sneakers anywhere, whether you're a runner or not, and no matter what you're wearing.
Okay. All right. Very good. When we come back from the next break, I'm going to talk about technology, more about family and strategies and process, and obviously a whole lot more about footwear. We are talking to three of the owners of Stans, I want to say Stan's Fit for Your Feet, but I'm just going to say Stan's Collection of Shoe Stores because there are seven across the area. We'll talk about your new acquisition in Illinois as well. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Oh, no, you can't do that once you started wearing those shoes.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are talking with Jim, Andy, and Megan Sajak from Stans. It's all shoe time, all family business with the good people at Stans today. So, Andy, how do you keep up with technology, not only in your industry, but the retail industry as a whole?
Sure. That's one of my favorite parts of my job. I'm always looking forward to go, what else is out there? What are the retailers doing? What are other segments doing out there? The great part with technology, I mean, just this kind of digital revolution of how we do business, how people like to shop, where they like to shop. And we've really worked to really follow our customers to where they want to see us. That's really kind of our big goal there. But I think for everything from, you know, fitting, I mean, you know, we have the Brannock device, which is over 100 years old, but we also have these great 3D foot scanners that we can then take that scan, decide what shoe fits you best, and then go from there and 3D print a customized insole that matches you. I know in another 3 to 5 years, we'll probably be printing shoes that are custom to you too. It's all coming down the line.
Do you find that being embraced by your customers, or are they like, I want just the old school device, just measure my foot and tell me what I need? Is there an acceptance that, hey, we're moving forward here?
Well, I think it's good to see. I think you always have to be ahead there and kind of go, oh, you know, I saw that at Stans. I saw that at another store. I want to have that experience there. You know, when you can get your foot scan on your phone then and share it with your friends or your partner and see what's going on with that, it helps understand what's going there. We're not just shoe stores. We really want to be a place where you can understand more about how you move, how you can work and whatever it is, and kind of more that wellness side of things. It's not just a pair of shoes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be walking and running all day. You got to be fit the first time properly and find what shoe is going to work best for you. So I'm sure you're asked all the time, you know, what's the best brand or what's the, you know, what's your advice? But it's got to start with the technology and really fitting you into the proper shoe.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the number one thing. Most people are wearing the wrong size shoes. In my closet, I have 4 different sizes of shoes and they all fit me, but my foot's the same. Yeah. So it's all kind of relative, right? And so to have an expert to walk you through that literally and say, try this. Don't look at the number. Yeah. You know, it's not worth it. Just make sure it feels good and it fits. You know, we all want to not have to worry about our shoes, look good, feel good all day.
Okay. So in terms of growth opportunities for the business, are you looking at, is it increasing the number of brands? Is it foot care? Is it other unique products? I mean, from the marketing side, Megan, what are you seeing is really driving that demand?
Well, we're always looking for more ways to grow, more ways to give products to our customers and have a selection. So whether it be my brother Dave, he travels the world and really shops to find the best style, best comfort. David is the director of merchandising and he travels to Milan. We go to shoe shows, domestic shoe shows, and really finds the unique product, the unique material, innovative product to bring to our customer base. So products that you may not find anywhere else. That's what we have, and that makes us unique. So not only the fitting and the sitting down, measuring your foot, making sure it's the right shoe for you and your need, we really have an assortment that is unique, and you may not find it anywhere else.
Is it, are you seeing sustainability and kind of product mix in terms of materials in the shoes and socks? Is that something customers are asking you for?
Yes, it is. We're seeing that. We're seeing innovation of just the slip-in shoe. So Kizik's is a new brand that we just brought in. So there's hands-free slip-in and definitely the materials. In February, we saw a brand that was made out of mushroom leather. So it's unique. We're seeing a lot of unique and innovative things in the footwear industry. So not only in the technology that we have, but also in the product that we can put on your feet to see if it fits.
Okay. All right. I want to talk a little bit more about just working together as a family, because it fascinates me. I have lots of friends and family businesses. You know, in terms of the platforms you use and almost just unique family business strategies that you found, like what enhances the communication and workflow, knowing that you're all related and maybe you're coming to the table with lifelong stuff. Like, how do you just make it all happen as a family?
I said earlier, I think it's family first.
Yeah.
We really love and respect one another. And I think, are our best cheerleaders and supporters. That's what we try to do in the day-to-day. We help each other out. It's a team effort, and I think you feel that. I hope you feel that within our culture and our community, because we have each other's backs. And we talk business during the day. We talk family during the day. We separate it, but also combine it. It's a very organic gray area, but I think we do it well. It's not easy all the time, but we work hard at it with communication, looking at outside other family businesses and learning from them. We've worked with Loyola's family business, the National Shoe Retailers Association.
Okay.
My dad started the Next Gen program there. So we started that over like 10 years ago, I think, right when we were started in the business full time.
Right.
And that has really helped our communication, reading books, learning more about each other, how we all communicate, so that we all feel fulfilled in our day-to-day, in our work.
And family gatherings, you're able to kind of separate the work life a little bit and just focus on good food and family and love, right?
Oh, we certainly do.
Yeah.
And we always call my wife the CEO, the Chief Emotional Officer, and she keeps us in check. But it's really gratifying as a dad to see all four of my children, who I never anticipated would all come into the business, to see them grow professionally and be excited about this business. And it keeps me getting up every morning and wanting to come to work.
All right. Very good. Stan's collection of stores. There are 7 Midwest brick-and-mortar locations, 4 distinct retail brands. We'll go into some of those when we come back from the break. I want to talk about the new Waxburg's Walk Shop in Niles, Illinois, which was your first venture outside of the state of Wisconsin. And I want to get your insight on Nike, because there was a big Wall Street Journal piece on Nike yesterday. So Stan's expertise in footwear.
Get on your feet. Get up and make it happen. Get on your feet.
Welcome back to The Upswing, all things shoes and footwear today with the Sajak family, Jim, Andy, and Megan joining us from Stan's. I do want to be attentive to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620 from the 414. Do you have shoes for people with plantar fasciitis?
Absolutely.
All right. So what are the special concerns around that? We're gonna diagnose somebody's foot problems live on the air here.
Exactly.
And get them into the right pair of shoes.
Without seeing their feet right now. We do see plantar fasciitis a lot. Those of us around the table here today, and then we've got another 3 on staff, are certified podorthists. So allied health professionals who work treating below the ankle. And plantar fasciitis is one of the things that we see often. So biggest thing there, be in the right size shoes. Generally, I see a lot of people with plantar fasciitis, shoes are too small. So getting properly fit is a big thing. Also, when it's really hot and bugging you, the steps out of bed are the worst in the morning because everything stretches out.
Okay.
Really getting someone with good arch support, Birkenstocks, cork, inserts that really match your arch to really help protect that area while it heals, gentle stretching. There's a lot of things you can do, but we see it a lot.
What about materials for socks? I mean, is it cotton? Is it blend? Is it synthetic? Like what's hot now and what's the best from a performance standpoint? Or is it personal preference?
One of the top brands that we have at our Stan stores is Smart Wool.
Okay.
So it's a wool-based merino wool sock. It breathes. So it allows your foot to sweat and take away the moisture and wick away the moisture.
But not bring too much heat. My mom's a big fan of the Smart Mole sock. I know a lot about them.
So that's a really wonderful sock to wear all year round.
Okay.
Feature sock is one of our top performance socks. So that's going to really cradle your foot. And they create socks that one is actually for your left foot and one is for your right foot. So it's ergonomically correct for your feet. So it's going to cradle the arch really nicely and give really great comfort in the toe area. And also that heel, so it's not going to slip. They have an amazing no-show sock. So if you're wearing the sneakers and don't want to show a sock, Features is the sock for you.
Okay. All right. I will add that to my list for sure. So the Good Miles Running Company in Brookfield and Greenfield, correct?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what people should do to get into the best running shoe, what does that process look like? Because I'm a runner. It's just all about me. It's all about fitting my foot the right way.
You got to see our amazing team. I mean, it's all about those fit experts that we have that really interview you, measure your feet, scan your feet, and see how you're using your feet. We get a lot of runners. We get a lot of people who aren't runners who come into our Good Miles stores, and really to know how they want to use them. Are you running 5Ks? Are you running 10Ks? Are you an ultra marathoner? We got those people too who, you know, need exactly a shoe that'll match them where they are. And so also the other thing we love too is all the different brands we carry at those stores, because there are some, I mean, we know that we talked about New Balance earlier. Hoka is huge. On Running's huge. There's some great brands like Ultra and Topo that are new on the scene, but are amazing and a really great different fit that people may not know exist.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I have a quote from the Wall Street Journal yesterday about Nike and kind of their foray into lifestyle, maybe going a little bit back on innovation. So I want the local take on Nike, and then even more local, we'll talk about Stans and your commitment to community. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, conversations with people that care and do. Today, talking shoes. It's the Wall Street Journal yesterday. The headline, Nike reverses course as innovation stalls and rivals gain ground. I want to read this quote from the story. In a zeal to boost digital sales, some current and former employees say Nike has veered from its roots as a maker of cutting-edge footwear for serious athletes. It's opened itself up to competition from newcomers such as On and Hoka. Also, which have borrowed from the playbook that Nike had and fueled Nike's rise in the first place, including a focus on sport over lifestyle and taking risks and not enough innovation. What are you seeing this in terms of the rise of the upstarts in the athletic space? I know you don't sell Nike per se, but obviously a Nike big player in the shoe game, right?
Right. Well, they're always to be respected. They've been around a long time. And back in the day, we did carry Nike, or and then the kind of original launch back in the day. But yes, I think there was a lot of brands that saw the opening for Nike. They still really lead the way in some of their like hyper shoes in the marathon space and Alpha Fly and all that type of thing.
Basketball is still super
basketball,
strong.
Exactly. Yeah. So they do have their spaces there. But I think, you know, Hoka is just a monster. It's an awesome shoe. You know, we haven't seen a brand grow like that ever. And it's a really great product. On is huge in that space. Yeah. Brooks, especially in women's running in particular, men wear them too, but in women's running, they're number one in women's running. So there was that little gap there when they really went direct to consumer, pulled out of wholesale for stores, what Nike did. Yeah. And so I think that everybody saw the opening. And there's some people from Nike who are at those, you know, those other businesses. So they saw
the rise of the On brand from a marketing standpoint, Megan, just it's fascinating how they kind of started niche and now it's almost mainstream. But everyone was talking 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Everyone. Some people call it UQ. Some people call it On Running. We hear a lot of it. But it's really lightweight. Lightweight shoe that has just exploded in the industry. We see a lot of travelers and a lot of individuals come in to get the On shoe to travel because it's an easy slip on, slip off, really lightweight for traveling. So that's been not only growth in the running performance side of things, and they've become innovative and have grown their selection, but also just in the travel and style area, On has just continued to grow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just buying into the marketing, but it's like running on a cloud, and that's what I run with. And I've had a couple different styles, and
it's true.
You know, no hip or knee pain for me, and I'm moving forward, so all good.
We can tell when we go to an airport, we're looking down at shoes, and as people get off their plane, it's like there's an On, there's an On, there's a Hoka, there's a so we know it's hot. It's our own personal survey.
So in terms of looking at new product selection, how do you keep up with that? Is it kind of worldwide travels to different shows, and how do you continue to innovate in the space?
Well, it is. We do travel all over the world. Some of the best and biggest shoe buying shows. We go constantly to our regional shows, to our national shows. Son David is our director of merchandising, and he's in Europe a couple times a year. Son Ben, who helps out with our buying, he's also very tuned into what's going on. We work with regional reps that come to our store to show us the new innovations and buying a season ahead. We usually buy about 6 months ahead of that particular season. Mm-hmm. And we certainly keep up with our own trade publications to know what's going on.
Speaking of seasons, is there still a seasonality in shoe sales? Is it still like you're all about back to school and all about summer? Is that post-pandemic, is that still your life in the shoe business?
It is. It's evolving a little bit, but definitely like the spring season is really hot where all this, the transition shoes come in, and that's really important for a Milwaukee area with the wet and rain and snow and everything still in February, March. And then we get into our sandals, summer, back to school, and then, of course, our fall season, which are boots and everything like that. But with climate change, too, that's changing. No longer are we selling really heavy winter cold weather boots as much. We're selling more of that transition footwear, nice boots, and always have our Stan's footwear protector to make sure that, especially in Milwaukee, that you can protect your shoes as we may not get all that snow.
All right, Jim, Andy, Megan, Sajak from Stan's. Appreciate you joining us today on The Upswing. When we come back, we will talk about the acquisition in Illinois, get into the core values, see what you think happens in the business in the next 5 or 10 years. And a few more things. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. A fun conversation today, keeping our feet friendly with Jim, Andy, Megan, although, you know, we're all family in here. Megan says, just call me Meg. I'm going to call you Meg. So, Meg, talk to us about the kind of the commitment to community from the Stan's lens and what you get involved in.
Sure. Well, when Dad started and joined the business after school, he really brought a heart into the business and really give back to our community. So we continue that today. And Milwaukee has given us so much and has helped us grow and support us as a local business. We really feel it's important to give back. So one of our big campaigns that we do is our Share Pair Shoe Drive. So we collect new and gently used shoes and we donate them to 5 local nonprofits. So we primarily collect them in February, but we really collect them all year and give them back to our nonprofits locally. And then we work with Souls for Souls, the national nonprofit, to donate shoes all over the world. So that's a really, our passion of shoes, we can give that right back to the community. So that's really amazing. Our brother Ben, he's our community outreach director. So he really works with physical therapists, PTs. We really work with health fairs and just educating about proper fit, proper footwear. So how can we get back to the community in that way? It's more than a pair of shoes, like Andy says.
Yeah, and there's some alliances with some of the running groups, too, I'm sure, like Badger Lang Striders and those other groups that are, you know, really strong in the market.
Yes, absolutely. Badger Lang Striders, we help sell all of their Lakefront Marathon apparel through our Good Miles Running Company store. So we're really out in the community helping with their causes and to drive that together to help one another out.
Okay. In terms of the kind of the move, not the move outside of Wisconsin, but your acquisition of Waxburg's Walk Shop in Niles, Illinois, that was a 104-year-old business, correct?
Right.
Jim, how did that come about? Was that just a conversation business owner to business owner? Was there a broker involved? Sure. And also, you know, are you looking for other opportunities outside of the state?
Sure. Well, this is what is happening with small businesses when they don't have the opportunity to have another generation become involved. It was owner to owner.
Okay.
I knew Ron Waxburg for many years.
Okay.
Gave me a call one day and said, Jim, I know that, you know, our businesses are very similar. Would you be interested? I took it back to the family and everyone was in because it was a little bit out of our circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been very successful for us and has opened the door for more possibilities in not only in Wisconsin, but in other states as well, because we've got a great formula.
And is that store similar to kind of the traditional Stan's store in terms of product mix?
Right, right. But we wanted to bring our own flavor into that store. So every season, we've owned that store for a year and a half now.
Okay.
And every season, we add more of our own touches to it.
Okay. In terms of future acquisitions, what are you looking for? Do you see yourself expanding? Or is it just, like you said, kind of that continued conversations with leaders across the country and, hey, if there's a fit, there's a fit,
there's a fit
per se.
Right, right, right. Well, because we have a great organization, because we have 4 leaders in our team and some great non-family members in our business, we certainly have the capability to open more stores, additional acquisitions. So that's always something that we're looking for, and just to diversify our portfolio.
Okay. Andy, what are a couple more of the kind of the emerging brands that you're seeing that people are really excited about? I know we touched on a handful of them, but what else are you seeing?
Yeah, Birkenstock continues to be strong.
Okay.
They've been around for 250 years, so not new, but new to every generation, I think.
Exactly,
that's coming through.
Right.
So in Milwaukee, I mean, we're the place for that for sure. Kizik, Megan mentioned earlier, step-in shoes, that's a big trend in the industry, so you don't need to tie them. So kid shoes too, adult shoes, whole game there. I think there's some really great brands that really cross the border between fashion and comfort. Everybody wants to feel good and look good. So like Harges is one of our import brands that's very unique to our stores. There are some other brands you'll see too, just kind of fun fashion that's out there. We're seeing a lot of great things coming from Turkey. There's a lot of great factories coming out of Africa that we're starting to hear from too. So I think you're seeing kind of the hand touches. I mean, every pair of shoes you buy, there's over 100 pairs of shoes that touch them before you get them, before we see them. So it's really the handcrafted that's going
to be. What's your professional opinion? Should I let my kids wear Crocs?
I think Crocs have their place, but it's not an everyday shoe.
Okay.
Not an everyday shoe, but they have their place.
That's what dad tells them. Like, hey, they look cool, and I know all your friends want them, but they're not. You're not walking to school with them every day. It's not best for you. So as you look at continuing to kind of fine-tune and really stay locked in on the core values, I like when we have the opportunity to talk to local businesses. I want you each to, we got about 30, 45 seconds here, define success. What that looks like moving forward, Meg, Peg, Megan.
Whatever you want to call me. Success. I think for a family business, success is getting to, especially with our generation, of exploring how we can grow the business and whatever that means in a amicable way. I think we want to make sure that we are together and working together, and we have passion and opportunity and the drive to go, hey, we're going to continue to grow this and continue to make this even better. Our dad did a ton of growth with the business, and now we have to take it. Now it's our turn to really drive that. So I think success is, at the end of the day, when we can look back and still love each other, still love what we did, and go, okay, we really put our all into it and worked really hard. And I know we all are. So we're on our way to that. It's just as everything, the world comes at us, we're just continuing to face the challenges and go through them, face it together, and know that we all have the same vision and goal.
Perfect. That's a perfect wrap answer. Jim, Andy, Megan Sajak from Stands joining us today. I appreciate it. This is The Upswing. I am Jeff Sherman. Join us tomorrow. We're going to talk the future of almost everything with Steve Glynn and Martin Moore. Wisconsin's Midday News with Jessica Tai and Greg Matzik is coming up next. Yeah.